From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Let's pray. Father, this morning we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. I pray that, Lord, you will speak to us.
Teach us.
Help us. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. You may be seated, please. Hallelujah. As long as we are still alive, we will be learning, isn't it? We learn every day. Every day. It's, you know, sometimes I wonder why people don't ask questions. They say it's intelligent people who ask questions. Because there's so many things to learn. And therefore, if you don't ask questions, then it means that, you know, you probably don't understand things and you also don't even know how to understand things. Life is such a long road, and life is very complicated, that you want to tap into the wisdom and understanding of those who have lived life a bit and those who have gone ahead of you. You get it? So you should be open up to learning. Turn to somebody and tell them, open up to some more learning. It will be a greatest mistake of your life to think that you don't need anything or anybody. Do you understand? My little observation, you see, this is why bosses sometimes are on the field. Yeah, right, because the people don't do the work. The people don't, if you see a boss into a lot of things, stressed out, you should really pray for him. Because then it means that the people that he's counting on don't do what. I was outside. I mean, unexpectedly, I didn't expect to be outside this morning. But I realized that people just come to the church by themselves. One major observation is that you come to church alone. After all these years, after all the preaching, after all the things, you still come to church alone by yourself. It's amazing. It's like this. It's either you are very stubborn or it's something else. It's fantastic. Just a few people, a couple of people come with other people. Many of you come to church by yourself. Just you, your family. That's your heart. That's your mindset. You are so selfish and so self-centered. That you will not have a church to come to if we had stayed where we were. If we had thought about ourselves. It's so sad that you just come to church by yourself after 2 years. I mean, some of you, your situation is so bad. You don't even know that your situation is bad. I mean, if you've been around for 2 months, 3 months, even that, 2 months, 3 months, that's when you have to actually start bringing people. Because you understand your salvation. You understand that you've been saved for a reason, for a purpose. If you have been around, and you've become so matured, even a pastor, and you walk to church by yourself, my God, your case is so pathetic. It's amazing. And it's just so sad that you also don't want to learn anything. I have to teach the ashes what to do this morning. Because you are there, you are coming. They don't even know how to come and open the door for you to get out of your car. No, you can't be an usher and be a big man. Ushers are servants. Pastors are servants. A bishop is a servant. That's why I'm here. I'm serving you food now. That's why I'm here. There's nobody who's a big man in the church. So it's raining, and the people want you to get outside.
and come inside. When you can just drive in, we have, by the grace of God, we have space. We are not a church that doesn't have space. Do you understand? But it's like, people don't know how to make people feel nice and comfortable in the house of the Lord. So there's so, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much, so many things to learn. So if you don't give yourself to it, then it's going to be unfortunate. Are you with me? It's going to be unfortunate. You see, and my worry is that if I should check out for a little while, it will not be nice here. Because you have not learned all the things I've been teaching you. And that's what will bring you down. It will bring the church down. Not that God wants the church to come down. You will be the one who will bring the church down. If I step out a little bit, you have to sit up because I am going over the river. We have invested so many millions of dollars over the river that we have to be there. And I'm going. Very soon I'll leave here. I'll go over the other side. So you have to sit up. If I turn my back and I watch and I see, I wash my hands too. I'll wash my hands and I'll leave you to the judgment of God and his wrath. You can't say that you never heard anything. You're a pastor, Sunday morning you come to church alone. You've been around for 1 year, you come to church alone. How long? Should we preach one message? How long? You don't even come early too. So the dressing and the polishing of face you brought, who do you think you brought it to? To God? God is not happy with you. You might as well have stayed home. You're wasting your time here. If you don't want to do what your father is telling you to do, then don't come to his house. It's as simple as that. No father wants any child in his house who does not respect and do the things he wants them to do. No father, not even our earthly fathers. How much more our heavenly father? This is the pillar of truth. This is the house of God. So let's learn and let's learn fast. I don't know ushers coming in the middle of the service to come and put on ties. I don't know about that. If you are here to serve, have you gone to a restaurant and then the waiter is not there? It's when you sit down there, the waiter is walking through the restaurant to now go and dress to come and take your order. By the time you go to the restaurant, they are there. They are there. No, nobody will have a waiter like that. You know, so I've been saying it. I said very soon, we've invested so much over the river. It's a shame that we are spending so much money from the church on the other side and no activity is there yet. Very soon, I'll take up the challenge and I'll go there. I'll leave this place with you. You have to expect it. And you, if you like, run it down. It's up to you. I did it. I went to Wales and they ran this place down. This time, I won't look back. I'll not look back. I can't. It's 14 years I've been here. Bishop said, how many years you'll be 70? Me too, about 20 years, I'll be 70 years old. I can't stay here all the time. I didn't stay in Holland all the time. I can't stay in East La Penitence all the time. So, if you want to run the church down, that's up to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun that a race of life. Life is a race. When you are born, your race starts. It starts from day one, you enter into this world. You have to run. Some people run for a day. Some people run for days. Some people run for weeks. Some run for months. Others run for years, decades. Some people hit sentries. There's a race. And this race has to be run. You see, whether you like it or not, you have to live your life. I've been telling those who say they are called by God to really decide whether they are really called by God. Because I believe I'm called by God. I believe that God selected me and called me 30 years ago. And I believe that this is all that I have to do with my life. So I don't make joke with it. Those who say God has called them must decide whether it is a call or it is not a call. Whether you really believe in God and you believe in his calling, or you want to just live a life of money and job and wife and children and family, car, house, and then that's it. I believe that none of these things is my calling. I believe that God called me for the saving of souls. And so I take my job very serious. If you see me in any way, please don't judge me. You have to remember that this man, he has taken his job serious. That is all you can say about me. Anything negative will make you a fool. Anything negative about me or if any criticism about me will make you one of the stupidest fools around. Because the Bible says, well, if your hand finds something to do, do it. But oh, your mind, this is what my hand has found. I'm grateful that there's a cross. I'm grateful that there's somebody called Jesus who came down and died for me. This is my job. This is my life. And so I take it serious. People are very serious in their business. People are killing people for their business. The Lord told me that many Hindu businesses have done their traps in front of their businesses, killing people. The year is ended. They want blood so that they will get more money. Another decade is about to begin. 10 years. 2020. A decade is coming. People want to get rich. People want to do business. I want to live my life serving God and doing his will. So those who want to just also do, you know, get money and be happy in life, you want to have children, you want to marry, please, it's your race. Whatever you choose to do, please choose it and grow and be strong in it. Don't be forced to become a pastor. Don't try. I pity you if you force and you hide under the word or the name pastor, and then you don't want to be. Don't hide under it. In fact, don't hide under anything that is not in your heart. You have to run your race. You have to run your race. If your race is not ministry, don't get yourself into it. If your race is not serving in a church, don't get yourself into it. I appreciate those who don't have time or energy really to do anything. At least you're open. You're honest with yourself. I tell me, I'll come Sunday. My best is I'll come Sunday. The only bad thing about you is that you don't invite anybody. That's the only negative thing about you. But you're only once Sunday, every Sunday in a month. It's fine with me. I don't expect all of you to be here Wednesday after Wednesday, Sunday after Sunday. That's not my expectation. I know there's not everybody who sees things the same way. But at least you should be grateful for the cross and tell somebody, you know what? I know about Jesus. There's a race. There's a race. I returned and saw under the sun that there is a race. There's a life race. And if your race is doing business, please start early. Don't waste your time going to school. Don't waste your time. If your race is going to school, becoming educated, please start early. Let them skip. You know, there are some people, they skip them. If you get grade 5, they push them. They don't go to grade 5, they push them to grade 6. hem. Make sure that you are bookworm. Wherever you go, walk with books. Let your iPad, your phone be filled with books. How to get money, how to be successful. Life of successful people. 10 steps to successful living. You should run your race. How to be rich. Rich thinking. How rich people think. This is my race. And the Bible says that the race is not to the swift. Under normal circumstances, the races are meant for those who are fast. If you are not fast in what you are doing, you can't make it. You have to be fast. You have to be very fast. If you are going to run a race, you have to be very fast. You can't run a race taking your time. Some of you, the way you are running your race of life, you better speed up. You are getting older. You are getting old. Every day, cells are getting old in your body. You got to be swift. If in school you want to finish, make sure you focus and finish. You have to be fast. But the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. And under normal circumstances, have they fought already? Joshua, they fought. Who won? Joshua got his titles back. Ah, Joshua and something Rouse or something like that. Yeah, there was a heavyweight boxing challenge yesterday. The guy beat Joshua for his titles, and now he came rematch. Joshua has beaten him. Wow. Okay, for his title, heavyweight champion of the world. I think it's about two titles or something in one, two belts in one or something. Four belts. Wow. Charlie, if it's boxing, hey, you have to go to the gym and hey, you should box. Oh, don't waste your time in ministry. I beg you, don't. You see, don't let us get annoyed with you. Don't be an irritation to us. It's not a blessing for you. The Bible says that you should. Those of us who watch over your soul, you shouldn't make us become sad, because it's not good for you. So, please, your race, choose your race. Prince has chosen his race. He wants to be a president in the future. I pray for him that when he becomes a president, he will make roads and build bridges for us. And more bridges, more airports. You know, he'll give us oil in our homes. You get a poly tank, black tank full of oil. Everybody, I pray that, you know, when he becomes, even in his position, I hope he can influence the GPF. Yes, if they will allow you, and not say that you just come. That's what kills progress. You see, so that's the thing. You have to position yourself where you can influence things. The battle is normally to the strong. It takes strength to have a husband. You are not the only beautiful girl in town. Yeah, just in case you didn't know, there are other beauties. Yes, other way. There are people with nicer and bigger breasts than your breast. Yeah, bosoms. Yeah. The battle is not the battle to the strong. It's normally strong people who win battles. Yeah, not strong, you can't start a fight. Neither bread to the wise. Those who are rich, they enjoy the bread of life. Yeah. Yeah. It's wisdom that makes you have bread on your table. I said it's wisdom that makes you have bread on your table. You are not wise, you will not have bread. Nor yet riches to men of understanding. Understanding is what gives you riches. You cannot just be rich. You see, when you see a rich person, the rich person knows something you don't know. They understand something you don't understand. So instead of criticizing and saying something, you should learn from them. Are you with me? Nor yet favor to men of skill. Your skill gives you favor. Yeah, Timothy is here because he has a skill. Yeah. So when he comes now, we say, oh, don't worry, go ahead. If we had 10 people, he would never be here. your skill gives you favor. Which place can you just go and just take something and play? It's your skill. Uh-huh. It puts you on the front row of a church. Do you know what the price to sit on the front row of a church? You don't appreciate front rows, that's why. Mm-hmm. That's a price. You go to other churches and see whether you can go to the front row and sit there. If you don't appreciate the front rows, you're not even in the middle. Yeah. But the Bible says time and chance is available to us all. Some of you are using your time and chance to just lie. Your time and chance to just be angry and to just suck your teeth. Here's your time and chance not to ask questions, not to learn anything. Time and chance is happening to all of us. At least as you stay in the church for a little bit, you should know your purpose in life. You should understand what you really want to give yourself to. Time and chance is happening to all of us. All of us. All of us have been given time. All of us have been given chance to live our life. Yeah. So Sunday morning, I'm talking about strength. Even your strength makes your enemy afraid of you. Yeah. When you are strong, not that guy. Not that guy. Not that guy. People run away from you because of your enemy becomes afraid of you because of your strength. Look at Samson. The guy killed a lot. He made a mistake to tell that nice girl his secret. And then it cost him his grace. And then he asked God for one last chance to avenge his enemies. See, the columns, these are small. These columns are small. These are small. I see these columns, there was one column here, there was another column there, and we tried to take it out. I was here when some guys helped me to take it out. Hey, it wasn't easy. The steel, the stones, the cement in this column here, it's not a simple thing at all. That's why we have not taken down the rest. Even when you took them down, it's still lying at the back here. We can't move them out. We've turned them into benches. We are sitting on them. Yeah. He went between two columns of a major stadium. And he said, Lord God Almighty, the anointing that I have grown up knowing, going to take gates of the Philistines and tying the tails of foxes together, killing lions. That anointing, let me exhibit and manifest it one last time for my enemy's sake. As a little boy, to show him the columns that are holding the building. He went to stand between the two columns. And the man of God pushed the columns down. He died with everybody. He died with everybody. He was not seeing. His eyes were gone. He died with everybody. Your strength will determine how you run your race. So this morning, just for a few minutes, how to improve your strength. How to improve your strength. Number one, make God your strength. Psalm 52, verse 6. Make God your strength. You want to improve your strength? Don't put your strength in anything, but only in God. Hallelujah. I hope you sing for us one day. Mon ami, I hope you sing for us one of these days. Nice gospel song. It would be nice. Yeah, Christmas is coming, so get ready. Psalm 52 and verse 6. How to improve your strength? Make God, not your job, You see, hey, if your boss, if you are afraid of your boss, eh, you are a weak person. Yes. Anything you are afraid to lose, it means, it tells you how weak you are. Including a wife and a husband. Yeah. Yeah. Wife, husband, I beg you. Because some of you, when you get a man, that's your strength. Yeah. That's why you don't have a man and you are weak. Yeah, that's how you are weak without a man. That's why when your man is giving you trouble, you are weak. It's like your whole world is gone. Yeah. Some of you is a girl. A girl is what gives you strength. With a girl now, it's like, yeah. Strength has come. Then when the girl misbehaves, then you get mad. Then you hitting them, you beating them. You coughing them, you hitting them. Your strength is like you are getting weak. You can only improve your strength in God, in nothing else. You see, because everything else will pass away. This is my life's work. I've been preaching for 24 years. I have never regretted preaching. It's not Guyana that people are going to try and change and make my work look like it's not serious. I decide in my workplace how I want to do my work. It takes strength to lead. It takes strength. It takes strength. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I thank God that He'll give me room like this to, you know, to express what is in my heart for Him. There's no way you can do that. Ask Prince. You can't change any place. Well, what can you change in this world? What can you change? You ask Freddie Kisun. He will tell you, what can you change? What can you change? But by the grace of God, look at how many of you are here. By the grace of God, I'm preaching to you. Those who will change will change. Those who won't change, they'll go and meet God or go to hell or something. Yeah. Strength. Michael, what do you think? Take strength. If you guys have had this at home, you'll be very different. You'll be very, very, very different. If your house was that strong. So don't blame me. Don't criticize me. Don't say bad things about me. Because this is what you need in your house every morning. You need this kind of strength to get you on the right path. You need this thing here, I tell you. We all need it. Yeah. We all need it. We need it, yeah. You see, once upon a time, there was a church member who ran away from her marital home. So I went to see her mother and I said, "Mommy, your daughter has problems. Marriage is not working. Why don't you summon your son-in-law? Let him come and explain to you why your daughter has packed her bags and has run to you. That is not what you bargained for. On the day when they were cutting the cake, you did not bargain for her to run to you and crying with her bags. Without explanation. That's why you go to seek permission before you get." So I said, "Mommy, I think that you should summon your son-in-law. I will come with one or two of my elders. We will be there. In fact, let your son-in-law appear with his parents. Because I hear they live with his parents and they are witnesses to many of the things that your daughter has been going through." The woman said, "It's a good idea, Pastor. We'll do that." So they summoned for the meeting. So when I got for the meeting, I was there with about two or three of my leaders. The girl was there, the mother was there, the husband brought his parents. The parents came before the husband. Yes. All of us were seated. That's when the husband walked in. Yeah. So we started the case and then he has a girl to speak. The girl says she goes to school. She works. She goes to school after work. They have a vehicle. They have a mortgage. They are building a house. All the money goes into one account. The husband manages the money. Mortgage takes almost 75% of the salary. So what the rest is for? Few things. She has only one brassiere for the last 6 months. When I heard that, my heart was heavy. That's what even made me go into the case. You see, thinking that people are as serious with their business like I am serious with my business. At the end of the day, they went out seeing all kinds of bad things about me. Oh, yes. Yeah, the mother, even the mother herself. And that's how some of you are. You don't see the things that we are trying to do for you. You see it in a negative light. I couldn't believe. Now the marriage is no more. The marriage is no more. Much of it, they even blame me and blame the church. Yeah. This is a guy who was married and living in his parents' house. The girl told me one day they were having sex. As the man was lying on her and they were having sex, the mother came to knock on the door and the guy got up. I can't tell you the things that happened in this marriage. So me, I went in as somebody that if she was my daughter and I had given her away, that I will not tolerate such nonsense. Not knowing people like nonsense. So I went in with my strength and my everything. At the end of the day, I was a bad man, not a pastor. He brought some leaders in the church to come and mind people business and all of that. I said, that lighthouse church is a bad church. I don't know how many of you women here will be having sex with your husband as he's going up and down on you. And then he hears a knock. The mother calls him outside. And the husband gets out, puts his penis back in his pants. And he goes, yes, mommy. I don't know how many women are here. Who are listening to what I'm saying? You see, even when you break and your thing gets soft, the women are not happy. How much more you stop in the middle of the action because your mother is calling you outside? What I know is that you act as if you are not there. You just act as if you are not there. And then you just continue. Hey. And then you just tell your wife, shh, don't make noise. Then I'm sure you hear your mother say, but I thought he was inside. Didn't I see him get the... Just I said, you try outside there. No. The guy got up. When the wife told me this, I said, it's not true. He said, Reverend. I said, and she said, because of the mortgage and everything, one brassiere, black brassiere for 6 months. And when she goes to school, after work, she goes to school. And then when she closes from school, 11 p.m., the guy has a vehicle. He's sleeping. The guy does not want to come and pick her up from school at 11 p.m. that she has closed. She has to make her way home. When she gets home, the guy is sleeping. And they were sharing a two-bedroom apartment with the guy's brother and the brother's wife. So when I tell you, you need some of this strength at home, you should understand what I'm talking about. Yeah. The worst part of it is when I tried the father also. I said, you know what? Maybe, I think I tried the father first. I didn't get him. That's why I went to the mother. At a point, the father came to my office up there, came to interview me. Later, I heard the father came because the father heard that I had something. And me and the girl there. With one brazier. Me, I'll buy her a lot of braziers. Plenty braziers I'll buy her. A suitcase full of braziers. Brand name. What are some of the brand names? Hayes. Victoria's Secret. Ketchy, what's your brazier you're wearing? It means that it doesn't buy brazier. That's okay. Make God, you want to improve your strength? Make God your strength. Make God your strength. Don't make anything God has created your strength. Make God himself, the creator of things, your strength. Because if you put if you make anything else he has created your strength, that can disappoint you. Because even if you miss it, if it spoils, you still have the one who makes it afresh. You get it again. And one of the encouragement we give to people who miscarry is that don't worry. It's just like a pot or a jar that you use to fetch water, and you just fell and the water came out. Just you fetch the water again. Don't worry. That's a miscarriage. God is the one who makes people pregnant. Come on. God is the one who gives children. Let your strength come from God. No, don't see children and say, I wish I had one. No, let your strength be in God, who's your hope. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Let your strength be in Almighty God. Yeah. That is why when Granger won the election the first time, the first thing he said, that this is the day that the Lord has made. It gave the country a certain strength. It's like, for once in 23 years, we have somebody who doesn't serve the six-hand God. That's somebody who serves the God of heaven. It, even personally, it gave me some hope. I tell you, I stopped following newspapers and things after that. I don't read newspapers like I used to read. Because to me, it's like, there's a certain rest in the country when you have somebody who fears God, or even a church person. Because that's what the Bible says. It is righteousness that exalts a nation. When you say righteousness, you are talking about faith in God. And our country is filled with unrighteousness. Because many of the people who are in positions and who run the country are idol worshippers. And the country will never do well with people who worship idols. No, you can bring crude oil. You can bring gas. You can bring granite oil. The country will not do well because you have people who serve the images that God himself has created. Let your strength comes from God. Psalm 52 and verse 6 is, the righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength. What does he say? The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at somebody. Why? Because those who are righteous, our strength is in God. So we see somebody else who now needs to be laughed at because he didn't follow the ways we follow, because our strength comes from the Lord. The Lord is my strength. The Lord should be your strength. If you are going to improve in your strength in this world, you have to make God Almighty your strength. Not a visa to America. Not a visa to Canada. No. God Almighty. So the righteous, they are laughing at somebody. Because when we were fortifying ourselves with God, you are fortifying yourself with something else. Lord, that is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness instead of God. That's why we come to church. That's how we read our Bibles. That's how we buy Bibles. That's how we listen to messages. That's how we pray. Because there's nowhere our strength comes from but from God. That's why we do the things we do. That's how we do the things we do. That's how we win souls. That's how we bring people to church. Because it is in God that our strength comes from. Want to improve your strength? Forget about riches. Forget about whatever people... You see, God can... He can do anything. And he will never disappoint you. Your job will disappoint you. Your husband will disappoint you. Your wife will disappoint you. Life can disappoint you. But God, Toya, God will not disappoint you. I would rather make God my strength than riches and abundance of riches. That's how we chose ministry. That's how we chose preaching. That's why we preach all the time. That's why nobody can keep me at a job from 8 to 5 but God only. Because it's not only eating that brings strength. There are people in jail who are on hunger strike for 100 days, 200 days, and they are still alive. Me, if I fast, I even get stronger. If you like, take food away from me, it's not a problem. I will grow in strength. That's why Paul and Silas were singing in jail instead of crying in jail. Because their strength was not in the chains. Their strength was not in what was around. Their strength was in God. Nobody can keep me anywhere. You see, your strength is not in God. That's how you are getting weak and weak and weak. You see what happened? Ava called me this morning. Ava said last night, around 3 some at dawn this morning, she heard some noise outside her window. So she opened the window. She said she saw a very black, huge something. And he said that thing entered into her. She said, since then, she said she's so weak. She's feeling so down. I said, that which took Kizzy and took Ned, that's what is coming for you. My God. I said, they've seen the person that has been placed there now. So they're coming for you. I prayed for her. I said, when you come, I'll pour oil on you. Hey. I tell her. I said, what took Kizzy out? And what has also changed Ned and made him who he is now is what is coming for you. She at 3 a.m. opened her window to see what was making her, and she said a huge thing entered into her. Our pastor in Westman. Because I've moved them, I've moved Pastor Ned and I've placed her there. You think we don't have to be serious with what we are doing? Why would something else be what you gain your strength from? Now, what can you do against something black that has entered into you? Is it money? Is it your big flat screen TV? Is it your status? What can God can protect you from these things? It's God. Two ladies told me, I don't know which evening, they said I was preaching here. And then one of these devils in this country came and was telling them to tell me to keep quiet as I was preaching. Two people told me this. If it was one, I would say, rest yourself. One came to my office and told me, I said, powerful, we are stronger than those who are against us. The next person messaged me late in the night and said, when you were preaching, I saw this person. He appeared to me in the spirit and told me to, as you were preaching, to raise my voice and tell you, shut up. And I told him, I can never do something like that. So then the second person who messaged me said, then the person, that demon, decided to come and shut me up on stage. He said he took one or two steps and that was it. He says that I am Netushpasa. Untouchable. He said the guy could not approach me. It's in God. It's not in my flesh. I don't like to walk around. It's not here. It's not Jimo. you can wear t-shirts and your breasts will show. It's like a six pack. Cancer will kill you. Diabetes will kill you. From the food, the diet that you depend on, that they'll say that use this, do use egg, use this, it will kill you. You see that it will kill you. You'll be dead. You'll be big in your suit, right in the coffin like that. Because you are not making this race of life, it is God. It is God. It is God. You have to learn in situations and in challenges to, that is why we come to church. That's when you understand it deeper, you give yourself to Him. You say, you know what? I have tried it. Whenever I need strength, I come and you strengthen me. But now I think that I want to just stay. I just want to stay. I don't want to come when it's needed. I just want to give myself. I just want to be there. Just because I have tried it, I have tested it, and I've seen that this is where my help comes from. I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? It comes from the heavens. Strength. People trust in horses and in chariots. In the Lord. That's how you improve your strength. You see that even when things are not going well for you, you will not be moved. Let me tell you, things affect us in this world. Things affect us all. Oh, we are human beings. There are things bother us. Things bug us. Things affect us. Things work on our minds. I see, when the Lord is your strength, you say, I shall not be moved. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? It's only those who have made the Lord their strength who can say that. Stand to your feet, please. Wow. The Lord your strength. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, just thank Him. Lift up your voice. Thank Him. We're just going to have communion as well. Just thank Him. He's showing Himself to some of you right now. Leka broske bende makabandoro bose brindis. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lift up your voice, somebody. If you understand what I'm saying, if you understand the preaching, it's only God you lift up your voice to. Under normal circumstances, you don't speak loud. You are a very gentle person. You are a nice lady. But when it comes to God, you lift up your voice because you know that's where your strength comes from.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. 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 That's what we kneel. That's why we lift up our hands. That's why we lift up our voice. Because we know the source of our strength. We know the source of our strength. We know the source of our strength. That's what we do, what we do. That's what we say, what we say. That's what we give, what we give. Because the Lord God is our strength. Lift Him up, lift Him up, lift Him up. There's no other. 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 Let not your heart be troubled this morning. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Make the Lord God of heaven your strength.
Make the Lord God of heaven your strength. Le kabaraba shike brende mekeyere. Rakatata tabarama kebrene. Make him your strength. Yes. He will never fail you. He will never disappoint you. Makata tata ta. Reketete tebere mekebrene. Rakata tabara makebolo. Rakata tabara babara babara. Yeah, come on, Abasuturo. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Jacob. Yes. 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 Oh. Into your hand I commit again with all I am. For you, Lord, hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I stand. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong. Walk with you wherever you go, through tears and joy, I'll trust in you. I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Oh, he's your God. He's your God. Jesus, I believe in you. And Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I I believe in you, Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am. Walk with you wherever you go, because my strength comes from you.
I'll trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I serve. Jesus, I believe. I say, Jesus, I believe in you, and Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I serve.
Presence of the Lord is here.
Thank you,
you want to give your life to Jesus? I want to ask you to just walk to the front quickly. You want to dedicate yourself to Jesus? Whatever cause you have, you want to come to the altar, I invite you to come. You want to give your heart to Jesus? You need strength from the Lord? Just come to the altar right now. Come and just do it as you want to. Come, I want to pray for you. I want to give your heart to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just tell him that I belong to you. You are the reason that I live. You are the reason that I sing. With all I am. With all I am. With all I am.
Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong.
Come on. Close every eye closed. Very serious moment. Close every eye. Close every eye. Close every eye. Is in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Blessed is that man whose trust is in the Lord. We will trust you. We will trust you. Lean on you.
Lean on you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, you are the source of our strength.
Our strength, Jesus.
I will worship. I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. We all
are here. Father, thank you for all the different situations, different reasons why your people have come to the altar. I know they are going back in strength like never before. Jehovah God, you are Jehovah God. Show them that indeed you are the beginning and the end. Show these ones that, Lord, you are the first and the last. Oh, and that before you and after you, there is no other.
No, Jesus.
There is no other. You are the one who created what we see and what we know and what we are.
Yes,
Jehovah El Shaddai is your name.
Yes,
God who is all in might. Pray you calm every storm represent here on the altar. Ride on the storms of your people.
Ride on the storms of your people. Speak to the storm, Lord, at the altar right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When you see that, you know that God's presence is here. And if you don't know that God's power is here, you can see that. First timer. Thank you, Jesus. At least those who come all the time, you will say that. Okay. Church is ours. Nobody's driving us out.
Jesus.
If you're satisfied, then you can get up. This is the church of God. This is the church of God. You've never experienced God before. This is some small aspect of God. His presence is here. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, you, I'll keep my eyes closed. There's nothing to watch, really. Keep your eyes on God, the author and the finisher of your faith. Just help him. Have a table instead. I want a table. I want a table instead. Gently. Just keep your eyes. I need a table so that I can have more hands. The table right here. The table coming? It's taking long. Have two tables. Take this thing off. Take it off. Yeah. Okay. Yes, gently. Gently. One for the drink, one for the bread. Go for it. Can I have this way?
Those who want to dedicate their life to Christ and give their life to Jesus Christ, I'm just going to pray with you in a minute. So if you're in front, you're giving your life to Christ, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
I am a sinner.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with your precious blood.
Wash me with your precious blood.
I believe with my heart.
That Jesus, you died for me.
I believe God raised you from the dead.
I believe Jesus, you are alive right now.
Have mercy on me.
Forgive me of my past.
Give me a new chance.
Another chance.
Live my life right.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Make my heart your home.
I believe.
I am living here in peace.
I believe you are in my heart right now.
I believe I am born again.
I believe I'm a new creature.
All things have passed away.
All things have become new.
Thank you for my new life.
Help me to be faithful.
To run this race of time.
To walk this walk of faith.
For the rest of my days.
I don't intend to disappoint you.
It is not my wish to go back to the world.
So help me, God.
To live my life.
Faithfully,
until the end of time.
Thank you, Father.
For saving my soul.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. Or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.